Welcome to the Without Limits podcast, where we break through barriers, revealing the keys to living an abundant life. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Anne-Marie.
Hi, welcome back to the podcast today.
Welcome back to the podcast.
We are in our studio today, and it's interesting, just before we started to talk about course correction, which is the topic today, Mark was talking about this beautiful image of this painting that we have in our studio.
Constant meditation for me.
Yeah, tell us, describe it to the listeners, Mark.
It's a picture I think a lot of people have seen many times, but it's been fascinating to me since the first time I saw it. I might have seen it 20 years ago the first time, and it's basically an image of this huge wave crashing into the back of a lighthouse. And it's the Bell Rock Lighthouse off the coast in Scotland. But there's a man standing in the doorway, and he's completely safe because the wave is crashing into the backside. And he's standing there looking out at this monumental, I mean, I couldn't even imagine how much weight of water that is there. And the story behind the Bell Rock Lighthouse is a fascinating story in itself, but this is a constant meditation for me. I look at that because we can't control the waves.
Right.
We can't control the roaring sea.
No.
But we can control ourselves.
And we also can control what we look at, because I have to be honest, I've looked at that picture many times, that painting. I did not see the man standing there.
You didn't
there.
See the man.
I did not see a man. I saw the waves crashing. Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of symbolism with it.
Sure.
But I did not see the man. So I think for our talk today, Mark, about course correction, it really is also, what do we focus on when a crisis comes, when the waves come, and we have to readjust and course correct?
Right.
Where is our new sightings? What are we paying attention to? And how do we move through this crisis?
Where do you think that man's confidence is, Anne-Marie? The man standing in the doorway in the lighthouse. Is it in his own ability?
No.
He's trusting in the lighthouse, in that foundation.
Right. It's the foundation and the years that it has protected people through the years. And I know when we look at our life, I'm going through this amazing change course through this amazing book that I'm reading. It's called Quit Flocking Around. And it's a really great book on change. But we're looking at what are those things that have worked for us in the past that we have resistance to change when a crisis comes, but there's also resources that show up. So it's a really, really great thing to look at. So when he's looking at, well, I know it's going to stand. This has happened before. He's looking at his resources to know he's going to get through the crisis.
Absolutely. And crisis, they show you what you don't have. Often. Mm-hmm. They don't show you what you have. They show you what you don't have. A crisis all of a sudden is an external strain or an external pressure that is applied. And what that does is it sort of exposes an area of weak. Maybe emotionally you respond to it, or it could be financial, Anne-Marie.
Right.
But that crisis shows up and it forces us to make a decision, to reassess, to reevaluate, like you mentioned, with course correction.
Mm-hmm. And if you think about a wheel, you've got your family and you've got your social, emotional, spiritual. You've got all of those pieces of the wheel of your life, if we will. I think we've talked about that before. And it will expose the weaknesses in those areas. If Mark and I as a couple were having some conflict or struggling and we weren't really tight together, then that crisis is going to reveal the strain in the relationship.
And do you find that oftentimes it goes from one area to another? Like you can be, you have a crisis that's going on in your family, and then you have a crisis that's going on maybe financially or at work, or, you know, the car breaks down and there's relationships, friendships, bigger family, not just your immediate, but the larger family. And what that forces us to do is to use the term to scale up or to scale down. It may show you there's an area, you know what, I have to apply myself. I have to put greater emphasis on this area and I have to shore it up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other areas where, you know what, I need to back off of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to disconnect myself. This isn't good for the overall, because you mentioned the wheel, and you know how many times I use the analogy of the hub and the spokes and the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one area, one spoke can create a huge problem for the entire wheel.
Right.
If we let it get out of true.
That's a good point. And we saw that when we used to go, Mark used to race, and the guys that had trouble with their bikes, or you'd hear a spoke break or something, they had to get off the course.
It affects everything else.
Right.
So some of the areas in we talked about is simplification oftentimes. Mm-hmm. And I find that when in a crisis, the best thing to do is to look at it in its most simple form. Because what can happen is, I call it the balloon phenomenon. Something happens and then you just blow it up out of proportion and it becomes the whole. But no, if you look at it just for what it is, just break it down instead of inflating it, deflate it. Look at the real situation, look at it for what it really is and evaluate it at that point.
Brilliant, because the temptation is either to panic in it and run out to something different, or go try this, or I'm going to start a new business, or I'm going to do this, instead of pulling back, reevaluating, let everything right itself. So you can think about that boat in that harbor where the waves are crashing. Mm-hmm. It often just needs to just either anchor in, or it needs to just, they're not got their sails up flying, full blast through the ocean.
Right.
It's a time to pull back, reassess, look at who's in your life. Where can you ask questions? What do you need to pull back? Like you said, scaling up, scaling down, instead of running full force into panic mode, which is very, very common.
Because you know what crisis often does? It causes us to lose our correct sense of time. We stop evaluating time correctly. Mm. A crisis can show up that you cannot deal with today.
Correct.
You cannot deal with immediately. You have to include, as you bring it down to its simple form, you have to ask yourself, what is the timeline for this? This isn't something I can fix today. Mm-hmm. This is going to take a little bit of time. So what you do is you prepare your strategy. You consider your relationship to this crisis according to the time allotment that you know or you feel, your best guess oftentimes, it will take to accomplish it. You can have something happen and you can't do anything about it today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you can do about it today, though?
No.
You can stress and worry yourself and just needlessly waste all everything else, affect everything else. You're upset with your family. You're upset with your kid. You can, because you've taken it out of proportion.
Right.
But it's something that, you know what, tomorrow, I had a great lesson, if I could share.
Absolutely.
An amazing lesson the other day where I had made a decision. And I made the decision based upon the information that I had available to me. And then after, when it was brought forward, I thought, oh no, I've made a mistake here, because I misunderstood the original information. So my immediate reaction was to do something drastic about it, to just reach out and do something drastic about
it. That's very common, Mark.
Very common. But then I said to myself, okay, stop, go back to where you were in the beginning. Go back to why did you make this decision and why did you feel it was a good decision in the first place? And I went back and I broke it down and I carried it through. And it turns out I didn't have all of the information.
Mm-hmm.
And once I added all of the information, the decision I made was actually a very sound one.
Right.
But do you know what changed between thinking I made a mistake and realizing that, no, my original idea was a good one?
No.
Time.
Right.
Time.
Right.
That's what has to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we need to just let the situation evolve.
Absolutely. And I know we wanted to share this today because it is really, really common. And we're seeing this in many leaders that we work with and people that we're talking to, that through crisis, they'll often step out and make, a really rash decision that they regret later because, like you said, they didn't take the time. And it can be very uncomfortable to sit in that place. Emotions will show up, and that's the time you need to reach out. You need to be journaling. You need to be talking to someone. You need to pause, think about, like you did, reevaluate. What is the decision? And it could have been, Mark, it could have been, no, that's not a great idea at all.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
Thank you for joining us today on the podcast.
Oh, this topic, I don't know about you, Mark, but this really lifted me up. And I feel like I can live without limits and live an abundant life just Absolutely. From this simple, simple message of scaling up, scaling down in a crisis. Take some time to reflect, and we don't want you crashing on those rocks.
Thank you very much.
The Without Limits Podcast, where we break through barriers, revealing the keys to living an abundant life. Your hosts have been Mark and Anne-Marie.